Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. If you are a returning listener to our podcast series, thanks for your loyalty. Be sure to get your membership card punched, 7th download. You get a free soda. Don't want you to miss out on that. If you're a first timer coming along, thanks so much for doing so. I just want to let you know our goal of our Franchising 101 series, both podcasts, we also have webinars as well, is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Our goal as a company is very simple. We are a national search firm, and we're dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. And very simply, we're here to help our clients find the absolute best franchise to own. Best of all, never ever any fee for our service. So we are here dedicated for you. So that's kind of who we are and what our educational series is all about. Each podcast, we're going to choose one small aspect of franchise ownership to discuss. And today is really a topic that many of our clients don't think much about at the beginning, but is really one of the biggest drivers towards long-term income. And that is scalability. So what the heck is that to start with? So easiest way to think about this is with franchise owners, the majority of them have multiple units. So whether that is a physical location, if I own 10 Subways, I have 10 different locations. If I own a cleaning franchise, those are carved off into dedicated protected territories. I may have one of those. I may have five of those, right? So understanding, in fact, in our last podcast, we talked about essentially how much can you make as a franchise owner? And one of the elements of that is scalability. So we work with people that their financial goals can be met and then some with just one unit of a franchise. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean we can't grow or scale down the road. But that's okay. We've also worked with clients that have an entire state as their territory. Totally different income goals and scalability needs for that, right? So as we're working through the process to really map out what people need, that'll kind of help us give an idea of what the scalability needs to look like. So usually you can look at this from a couple standpoints. When it is something that is retail, that is going to mean we have multiple locations of our business. Again, I'll just use Subway as a simple example. If I want five of those, right, then that's going to be able to kind of meet my needs. We don't have to open those all at the same time, right? So yes, that's going to be, for a retail thing, pretty much five times the investment of to have five of them. But you're going to do that. There'll be a development process where you are going to roll those out over the course of, say, 3 years, something like that, right? And so you're getting the first one open. Once you're starting to get some revenue in, you're opening number two, then number three, et cetera, right? Very, very common with that. Second is a non-retail franchise where you do have that dedicated territory to you. So for that, again, those tend to actually be easier to scale because you don't need physical locations and build out like you do with the retail thing. You may be able to operate three territories of, again, I'll use the same example, a residential cleaning franchise from one centralized kind of office where you're going to be able to have, you know, your office manager, people come and go a little bit, very low overhead. And then your additional territories is the extent of your extra investment for that. Typically still have a development timeline. It's a little bit softer than when it is for something retail. You're not going to worry about starting, oh my gosh, I got to market to all three of these territories at the same time. You're still going to start with a little bit more targeted marketing in one territory. Honestly, usually even within one territory, you'll be more targeted and be able to kind of steadily grow out from there. So you'll still have those kind of timelines. They're just a little bit easier to get to because you don't have to worry about build out, overhead, things like that, right? That gives you, with each of these, multiple territories, multiple locations, you're going to the kind of your upfront additional investment is just from a franchise fee and really a reduced franchise fee. So kind of franchising 101 stuff, right? So for every unit, you're paying a franchise fee. Say that's $50,000. That's for the rights to the brand, training support, all of the startup things that a franchise is going to do for you, their secret sauce. And it is the rights to one unit. Again, physical location or a territory. So now let's say I want three, right? So your franchise fee for one is 50. Franchise fee for three, simple math, 150,000, except it's not, right? So franchises are going to incentivize that franchise fee for number two and number three because they like multi-unit owners. Multi-unit owners are more likely to grow bigger businesses than single unit, right? Easier to manage one owner of three territories than three owners for three territories. So instead of that $150,000, you might be looking at something 110, something like that. So your initial investment for three units will go up a little bit from the franchise fee, but any kind of rollout, whether it's build out for physical location or rollout of marketing and personnel for territories is again going to be done over time in that development plan. So it's a great way to plan for your long-term growth with very little additional upfront cost for that. There are some franchises that from a scalability standpoint, you can do within one location. Maybe there's additional products or services that you can add on down the road. So again, that does come up, but for the most part, you're looking at multiple territories or multiple locations. Get that built up. The other thing, and this happens, I think, more often than people realize, is your other option for scalability is to have multiple franchises. So let's say I get franchise number one. I've got three units of that. I'm getting that built up. Business is humming along. Got all the people in place. We're going well, but I still want more growth, right? So and maybe we've saturated the market, and there's nothing left in my area for franchise number one. I own it all, right? Now it's time to look at franchise number two. So that could be something that is complementary, right? I own a landscaping franchise and I own a pest control franchise, right? Same customers, right? I can cross market to that. I could own a landscaping franchise and a pizza franchise, right? Two totally different things. Does not matter with that. Number one rule in finding this is understanding the best fit. So what was a great fit for number one may not be the best fit for number two, right? So again, that's where we come into play to kind of remap that out for folks. But again, it's just essentially diversifying your portfolio and continuing to grow and expand. And again, could be three of one, three at number two, one of number three. And the more you do, the easier it gets because it's the old been there, done that. You need much less training, support, and handholding when you're on franchise unit number four or five than you did with number one. So again, all of that factors in. So from a scalability standpoint, for almost everybody we work with, we want to factor that in and think of that more even than our clients because it's hard to grasp at the beginning. But it's also why when people get to the end of the process and they've really narrowed down that franchise and like, yes, this is it. It's also why most people will then look at, oh my gosh, now I need to do a second territory or a third territory. I want that growth. I don't want anybody else coming in, gobbling up that neighboring territory or location. It's a little selfish, right? But if you're that committed to the brand, that may be something you're looking at to meet your long-term goals. And then you always have that opportunity of let's add a second franchise, a third franchise brand down the road, again, whether complementary or completely different. So that's a little bit about scalability and really kind of ties into our last episode with about kind of how much money you can make. But that's what that looks like in a little bit more detail. And again, just understanding that the initial investment for multiple territories is really minuscule compared to the fact that if I just looked at it from a three territory standpoint, is maybe you've added $50,000 to $60,000 to your initial investment to wrap up three territories, right? But you've now just tripled your potential revenue because you have three territories versus one, right? So anyway, that's a little bit about scalability. I hope that gives you an understanding of, again, the long-term potential and what this can really turn into for somebody as an owner. So again, if this has piqued your interest at all into learning a little bit more and trying to figure out if there's something out there for you, let's chat. Please reach out to us. You can find us online, francoach.net. Email us info@francoach.net. Social media, we're all over the place. Or call me directly, 602-920-8401.